The tag team duo of U.S. attorneys Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell are working tirelessly to expose the election fraud of 2020. Lynn Wood joins us to expose the voter fraud and to share that Kyle Rittenhouse, his client, is out of jail in time for Thanksgiving. Want to learn more about the 2020 election fraud? Well, on today's show, Lynn Wood's going to break down the facts related to the Canadian-made vote-counting machines and the Venezuelan-made, yes, I repeat, the Venezuelan-made, the communist Venezuelan-made Smartmatic vote-counting software. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't make this stuff up, but I do need a super credible source to share the truth with you. So on today's show, I am proud to interview Lynn Wood, the attorney working directly with Sidney Powell to expose U.S. voter fraud and corruption on a mass scale. All this and more on today's edition of the Thrive Time Show on your radio and podcast download.
Some shows don't need a celebrity narrator to introduce the show, but this show does. Two men, eight kids, co-created by two different women, 13 multi-million dollar businesses. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Thrive Time Show.
Now, 3, 2, 1, here we go!
We started from the bottom, now we're here. We started from the bottom, and we'll show you how to get here. We started from the bottom, now we're here. We started from the bottom, now we're here. We started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yes, 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 and yes, Thrive Nation, we are in the air everywhere, and I am fired up about today's show because we have a man who has been fighting. He is fighting for our American freedoms. You see, God gave humans dominion over the earth. The Dominion software machine did not give the satanic Luciferian left dominion over America. And this man is fighting to make sure we have election integrity. Lynn Wood, welcome on to the Thrive Time Show. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you for having me, Clay. I'm a little tired, but I'm okay.
You sound great, and I apologize if my intro wore you out a little bit, but you have some good news to share about a young man, and I'd like to start with that. Can you share about the young man that you're representing and the good news you have?
I sure can, and it's a pleasure to do so. Today is a great day during what's been one tough year for this country. We can celebrate one thing this evening. Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old boy who went to Kenosha to help people and then defended himself when he was attacked. Kyle Rittenhouse is out of jail tonight. He's been in jail since August the 25th. My 501c4 foundation, Fight Back, hashtag Fight Back, we've been working for months to raise money. Americans, freedom-loving Americans, chipped in small and large, and we raised $2 million in cash. That's what they required. Kyle Rittenhouse is home with his family tonight. He'll be in a secure location. He's safe, and he's been in jail since August 25th. So we have something to be thankful for this week before Thanksgiving. Kyle Rittenhouse is free.
Amen. Amen. Lynn, I appreciate the work you've been doing. And I have a little prayer list I keep of people I'm praying for, and it's like the list is growing and growing, and I keep thinking that maybe another patriot will get involved. And I appreciate you stepping up and doing this. Can you please explain for the people out there that don't have any context of Kyle Rittenhouse and what actually happened in Kenosha? Could you kind of explain it on a third grade level, what happened to Kyle, just so people can understand the story?
Sure. Kyle Rittenhouse has been falsely accused of being a white supremacist. That's nonsense. Kyle was what I would call a good deed doer, a Boy Scout kind of guy. He went over to Kenosha to help people. He helped clean graffiti off of buildings, and then he was trained in EMT, and he took a medical kit with him. A friend of his in Kenosha gave him a rifle because he knew in trying to help people medically that he was in harm's way. Turned out it was lucky he got that rifle because he was attacked by three different people. The first person that attacked him, after he had heard a gunshot somebody else had fired, tried to reach for him to get his gun, and he shot him. I think that man was actually shot from the rear in the back by someone else before Kyle shot him, but he did shoot him and he died. Then Kyle tried to call for help for him, and then the mob started chasing Kyle down the street. He fell. One guy came up and took the side of a skateboard and slammed it into his head, and Kyle shot him. shot him in the chest. Another guy came at him to reach out with a gun to shoot him. Kyle shot him in the arm. Then another person, while Kyle was in a shooting position, stood there and put his arms up. Kyle recognized that he was not a threat. He got up. He ran down the road calling for the police to tell him what had happened. So Kyle got charged by corrupt DAs in Wisconsin, funded with PAC money from George Soros. Kyle got arrested and charged with two counts of murder, facing life in prison for defending himself when attacked. They put him in jail in Illinois. We did not successfully get him a habeas petition. And then they whisk him over to Kenosha, where he had the $2 million cash bond. So tonight, Kyle is now free on bond. In December, there'll be a preliminary hearing. There's not one iota of evidence, not one iota of evidence that Kyle committed any crime. He exercised the right of self-defense, an inherent human right. And so we know it as a fact because every minute of this, praise the Lord, every minute was captured on video. So there's no dispute about what happened. The media lied, as they do best these days, as propaganda tools for the people trying to take over our country. They lied about Kyle. The people that learned the truth about Kyle know that an innocent young boy, 17 years old, who's been in jail for way too long, one night was too long, at least tonight he's with his mother and his family.
I can't thank you enough for doing this. I want to make sure I'm recapping this. So Kyle Rittenhouse, he went to Kenosha, Wisconsin to help Americans whose lives were being destroyed by looting, burning, just destruction. Antifa, the Black Lives Matter crowd, they're destroying a community. He goes there to help. People attack him. He defends himself. He's in prison. You got him out. Thank you for doing that. The whole thing sounds fraudulent. The charges sound fraudulent. It seems like that's the theme of the year. Now we are talking about election fraud. Can you tell us what's going on with the election fraud and what your role has been in helping to stop it?
Well, it's not as much to stop it, although we did try to stop a fraudulent recount in Georgia. It's been to expose it. I filed a lawsuit myself 10 days or so ago as a Georgia voter who voted in person to have declared unconstitutional and unlawful as a violation of equal protection the fact that the Secretary of State of Georgia, in a backroom deal with the Democratic Party, mind you, the Secretary of State claims to be a Republican, cut a deal with Perkins Coie, also known as the Hillary Clinton law firm, where he changed the rules for the general election as it relates to absentee ballots. Part of the fraud plan was to do this vote-by-mail scheme. So he makes this change, which makes it easier for fraud to occur on the absentee ballots, but he didn't take it to the legislature. A lot of the state legislators in Georgia didn't know about it until I filed the lawsuit. Under the law in this country, U.S. Supreme Court law, you cannot change the rules of a federal election except through the state legislature. So I filed that lawsuit. It's still pending, although we lost a temporary injunction effort to try to stop the sham recount that's underway, where they're just recounting the same fraudulent votes. And secondarily to that, I've been working with Sidney Powell, consulting with Sidney, and I've seen the evidence. I know how the more other part of the fraud was perpetrated. It was through the computer voting system, primarily in America, the use of the Dominion voting machine. But the software that Dominion came packaged with was also in other voting machines designed to flip votes. People don't realize they voted in America. Their vote was in a machine created in Venezuela that was used to keep Chavez in office, sold to Canada, and then connecting up with three other companies. Your vote went to Frankfurt and to Barcelona, where it was manipulated by software done by a company called SGO Smartmatic.
Now, real quick, Lynn, I just want to make sure, you might have to get out the sock puppets here. You're a smart man, you're an attorney, and I just want to make sure I'm getting this, okay? So help me understand this. Step one, the Canadian-owned Dominion vote counting machines. They're used in 28 states. So we're using a Canadian-owned hardware voting machine in 28 U.S. states.
China hardware in it.
And the China hardware. And then step two is Dominion, the hardware, that's got some China hardware in there. That gets its software for our U.S. elections, the software used to tabulate the U.S. elections, to count the votes. The software is made by communist Venezuelans that kept Chavez in power, the Maduro family in power. The communist software is being used on the Canadian-owned voting machine to tabulate the votes in 28 states. Then after we vote, the votes are then sent to servers in Frankfurt, Germany. And then
Amazon servers.
Amazon servers, the same Amazon that funded the models that predicted 2.2 million people might die of the Abdul Latif Jameel Institute. The same Amazon that banned my book, Fear Unmasked, for hate speech when you could still buy Mein Kampf, that Amazon. And so then the votes are stored in a server in Frankfurt, Germany on Amazon servers. And then our votes are actually counted. Did you say our votes are then counted in Barcelona, Spain?
Well, the votes, what happens is when they go into the Cytel server, that's where the manipulation is undertaken. The Cytel servers report out to a company called Clarity. Clarity did the real-time reporting that you were seeing on television. That's why so many people caught instances on TV where you had 560 votes for the Republican, all of a sudden dropped down 560, and 560 were added to the Democrat. That was when they did the vote flipping. What happened to them is they had to institute massive fraud on the paper ballot portion of the fraud, because President Trump won by such a tremendous margin on the same day, election day, in-person voting, that they had to stop the count in several key states so they could bring in truckloads of false, fake mail ballots. 100-some-odd thousand in Detroit, for example, where they're all for Biden, with nobody voting on the down ticket, and many of them in pristine condition, like I've seen in Georgia.
Now, real quick, I want to make sure you get
perfect bubble dots.
I want to make sure you get that. I want to make sure that people get this. When you say someone fails to vote down ballot and they only voted for Biden, what does that mean, sir?
Well, for example, in Georgia, we had a number of candidates for U.S. Senate, two Senate races, and we had a lot of judgeships. We had state legislators, et cetera. So that's the down ballot vote, all the election contests below the president and vice president. So the down ballot vote is taking place in many of these states. It's all going to have to be redone. Fortunately, our founding fathers were smart enough that we have an electoral college that will allow us to still elect President Trump in December. So we're going to have a president, even though Joe Biden's trying to give the false image that he's the president-elect. That's a media title. That's not a legitimate title. He'd get that if he got the Electoral College vote. They're trying to set up a shadow government so that when some things happen in the near term, you're going to have confusion in the country, I believe. You're going to have a lot of problems in this country, because the step two was to steal the election, give a shadow government some alleged authority from the media, and then have people in chaos, not really sure who won the presidency, although Trump won it in a landslide historic election, because the bottom line is the communists who have infiltrated our country by ideology, by corruption, by extortion. For the last 20 years, they've been infiltrating our government officials at the state, local, and national level, and they've decided some time ago that 2020 is when they're going to try to take over our country. So we're in the middle of a coup. It's going to look like a civil war, but it's a revolutionary war in disguise of a civil war. We're going to have some tough days ahead, in my view, but America's going to come out on top. If there's a communist behind every other tree, there's an American patriot behind every blade of grass. And the last time I counted at my house, there were more blades of grass than there were trees.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow a few listeners who they love their country. They're going to be able to ask you questions because, you know, in the mainstream media, you don't allow normal people to ask questions. You only have pretty people,
with veneer teeth and these people that, you know, they're watching their calories, they're not doing their research. You know what I'm saying? You got these pretty people on TV, talking heads, puppet people, telling us things. Chris Cuomo, you know, he spends 80% of his day lifting weights and then reading lines on the screen. He doesn't actually have a job. He doesn't actually do research. He doesn't love our country. So I would like normal people that have normal jobs to ask you real questions. But before I do that, I wanted to ask you a spiritual question. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 16 through 23, it reads, "Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him." The way I read that is we're supposed to be worshiping and not worrying. You obviously know about the Kim Clement prophecies. So do I. I really do believe that we're going to come out on top. But how do you, sir, emotionally process and stay in a attitude of gratefulness and of thanksgiving when you have communist far-left loons telling people not to have Thanksgiving? How do you personally do it? Because you're fighting to save Kyle Rittenhouse's life, to keep him free. You're fighting for our country. You and Sidney Powell are doing great things. And as a reward, no good deed goes unpunished. I mean, Fox decides to dedicate an entire hour and then another hour just ripping you guys, saying you must be conspiracy theorists or crazy people. How do you cease not to give thanks and making mention of God throughout the day? How do you keep that positive attitude, sir? How do you do it?
Well, let me tell you, I try to follow the teaching of Jesus Christ. And Jesus says, live one day at a time. Tomorrow will take care of itself. So from my personal faith, I ask every morning after giving blessings for the day, I ask the Holy Spirit to tell me exactly what to do. And then I listen. And I do it. I obey God. Then I go to bed at night. I give God all the credit and all the praise, and pray for a lot of people and the country. And I get some rest. I get up the next day. I do it all over again. Next day, I do it all over again. I believe that Ken Clement's prophecy is right.
Amen.
I believe that was God giving us 2+ years, actually more, of notice to get ready. I believe from my own spiritual faith that we're going to come out of this in the next several weeks or however long in a way that people will know once again that God is real. God showed us he was real when Jesus rose from the dead and came back 3 times on earth, and that was the advent of modern Christianity and the belief in Jesus. I believe we're getting ready to see again that God is real. And I believe that it's going to be what's been referred to and is in the Bible as the second or final harvest, where a lot of people have another opportunity to come back home to their Creator in heaven. So we're going to have some good times in the near term, because the second harvest is going to take place.
Yes.
How long it's going to last, I don't know. But I know that we've got to have rapture, 7 years of tribulation, and then Armageddon. What people in this world need to do is to realize that God is real, make sure they spend all of their time doing things that please God and not doing things that do not please God, because I've read the Bible. You don't want to be here at tribulation. It's going to be tough to get to heaven during those horrible 7 years.
Oh, well, I tell you what, this will be probably, this show here, I'm telling you, for somebody out there, this show is going to set you free of the fear and the worry. And I want you to do, folks, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you click on the Trump prophecies, you can see the prophecies that Mr. Lynn Wood just referenced. You can see all those at timetofreeamerica.com. Click the Trump prophecies. And if you want to see, and I know you do, 18 pages of documented voter fraud. And I would like for you to explain this here, Lynn. There are many people giving an affidavit. Please explain the difference between what an affidavit and an accusation is. And then I'll let Tim Redmond begin to interrogate you with a question there. So what's the difference between a signed affidavit and an accusation?
Well, an accusation is just that. It accuses you of some act. And in this instance, there have been accusations of voter fraud. An affidavit is evidence. An affidavit is sworn testimony. I know that in Georgia, in my case, we had 15 affidavits. If we'd had time, we could have gotten 15,000. There was voter fraud all over this state in connection with the recount. And a lot of people caught on to the problems with respect to the voting machine when they noticed things going odd on television the night of the election. So there's plenty of evidence. I've spoken at length with Sidney Powell. I don't represent the president, but I do consult with Sidney under a joint common interest agreement because of my lawsuit in Georgia.
Got it.
I've seen sworn affidavits. I've seen sworn testimony by video.
Oh, yeah.
Of some of the individuals involved, particularly the people in Venezuela. Sidney Powell is telling the American public the truth.
Yes,
and
she is.
In time, she's going to file the lawsuits, and the American public's going to see it. But the problem is the media, which has been engaging in increasing censorship, has now almost censored it so that the people that know the truth are almost an echo chamber telling it to themselves. And they've blocked out the mass of other people in this country so that you don't hear about Sidney Powell on mainstream media. And you don't get the word out to the people that most need to hear it,
right,
about the truth. So we've got a propaganda tool of the Communist Party.
Yep.
That's our media. Plain and simple. You say they're pretty faces. They are. They're propagandists.
And I would say this.
Look at who owns the media.
Yep.
You'll figure it out. It's communism. It's globalists like George Soros and Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates.
Yep.
And there's an element of the military-industrial complex involved because they're trying to hide the amount of money that's missing from the Pentagon budget, and they want to keep that gravy train rolling. Joe Biden is a criminal.
Will he go to jail?
I believe that Barack Obama was a criminal. I believe that Hillary Clinton was a criminal. And sadly, I believe that George Bush 41 and 43 were also heads of criminal enterprises. It sounds outrageous, but I believe in time, the American public is going to learn the truth. God says every lie will be revealed. Stay tuned. Wait on the Lord. Every lie is going to be revealed.
Okay, Tim Redmond, what question do you have for the great American patriot and lawyer, Lynn Wood?
Yeah, Mr. Wood, I'm representing a lot of folks out there that see hundreds of thousands of ballots or just Biden only showing up weird hours of the night, and I just see, you know, 2,000 affidavits. I'm seeing all these facts here, but the press is very effective in that. And so how real is this case to do a body slam on these criminals and to get an accurate and correct election vote count going and their criminal activities revealed?
Well, let me preface this comment by saying that it's not direct. I haven't addressed this issue with the president, but I watch Donald Trump, and I believe that Donald Trump is a genius. I met him on March the 11th when he asked me to come up to the White House. That was the day that the worldwide pandemic was declared. I spent a few minutes with him. I can tell you that Donald Trump is a man of God. He may not have been one coming into the White House, but he's a man of God now. He's found God. So I believe that Donald Trump, because I believe God named you in the disguise of your parents. Trump's last name is Trump. Trump's going to trump them all. Look back at the 2018 time period, and you'll see that President Trump entered an executive order with some severe sanctions. It addressed foreign interference with a national election.
Mm-hmm.
I think President Trump saw this coming. He's got the spirit of Elijah. That's why his middle name is John. I also believe his first name is Donald, by the way, for Donald's Bible that he was given by his mother. Donald was a young man that led a fiery revival in an island overseas. I think President Trump is going to trump him. I think on his time, when he feels like the country needs to know, I think there's going to be proof positive. You also should note that servers of Sitel were seized in Frankfurt a couple of 3 days ago. I believe those servers will show the actual vote. I believe that Donald Trump won somewhere around 80 million votes. I believe he also won 410 electoral votes. I think it was the largest landslide in American history, and they tried to steal it from him, but he won by so much they had to cheat that much more. And when you're trying to do fraud at the last minute, you make mistakes. They made a lot of mistakes. They've been caught. The question now is, what are they going to do? I'm afraid they're going to continue on the path to seize power in this country. So we're in for some tough days.
Now, I will say this. The Dominion engineer, this is a Dominion engineer by the name of Eric Coomer. Eric Coomer was posting on social media, and I'm quoting, so I'm going to have to beat myself, but he says that he'd made ensure that Trump wouldn't win on social media. And this is the programmer. So the devil, the Luciferians, they're really out. They're really showing their hand. If we go back to the Trump analogy, the Trump card. I mean, these guys are showing their hand. It's like Captain Obvious is working for these people at this point.
Well, what you're going to find, I believe, again, based on, you know, you hear something here and there and you try to connect the dots. I think you're going to find in time that Obama and Biden used the same type of computer deal in Florida in the 2012 election. Hillary Clinton used it in 2016. That's why she was so sure she was going to win.
Oh.
But at that time, Trump won by so many votes that he beat the algorithm. If you had the real vote from 2016, I believe Donald Trump won the popular vote as well as a mass win in the Electoral College. They used it again in 2018 to win the midterms in the House.
Yep.
But people weren't paying attention then. And then they added in 2020 the mail ballots. Now, why do we need mail ballots? What was the excuse? The excuse was COVID. I believe COVID was a biological weapon that derived out of China. I think it was designed to do many things, one of which was to influence people to vote by mail. They're trying to distance us. They're trying to isolate us. They're trying to scare us. The mask are a joke. I've studied the mask issue. The mask doesn't protect you from anything. If God thought our immune system needed a mask, he would have created us with a mask. It's that simple.
Now, real quick, we're not here to talk about this, but I can't. Any time that I can share truth, I can't hold back. But the actual Wuhan lab that is the epicenter of the China virus, that very laboratory, if you look it up right now, just type into Google, Dr. Fauci backed the controversial Wuhan lab with U.S. dollars. So the very research that President Trump banned, which is research involving fetal tissue, that's called gain-of-function research, the very man who was doing that research is Dr. Fauci. And the very research that causes the creation of a pandemic is gain-of-function research. And I quote from Newsweek, many scientists have criticized gain-of-function research, which involves manipulating viruses in the lab to explore their potential for infecting humans because it creates the risk of starting a pandemic. And so
I call Fauci on my Twitter page. I call him Faustian fraud Fauci.
Yes.
And I think I believe that God controls everything. He created everything and he controls everything. And I believe also that God has a sense of humor. And I think God gave us a pretty good preview of what Fauci was when he let him throw that baseball out of that pitch, and he almost damn well threw it in the dugout.
That's his most accurate pitch of all time so far. I mean, you shouldn't shut down the borders. You shouldn't wear a mask. You don't need to wear a mask. But you got to wear a mask.
Aligned with the globalists. Globalists like Bill Gates, they want to take over the world, one world government, that's Soros, the big reset. They want to take it over and develop it where there's a ruling elite, and then there's a subservient working class. Sounds like communism, too, doesn't it?
And what you're saying is 100% true, and it's all cited at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. Everything you said about the Great Reset, it's there. Al Gore is excited about the Great Reset. The communists are excited about the Great Reset. George Soros is excited about the Great Reset. AOC is excited about the Great Reset. We are not excited about the Great Reset, which is why we have many guests on today's show. Now, Steve Hunter is a station director for Griffin Communications. So Steve decides, like Charlie Kirk, I think you guys made the decision to start airing the Charlie Kirk show.
Yep.
And we just interviewed Charlie yesterday.
Charlie's
and
good man.
So I'm going to go ahead and let you ask your question, Mr. Steve Hunter, for Mr. Lynn Wood there.
Mr. Wood, you're right in the middle of Georgia. You're in Atlanta. What's the process that you guys are going through trying to get a recount on the votes? And how does that compare to what's going on in Arizona, what's going on in Michigan? And how do you also keep your people focused every day and going and fighting the fight?
Well, let me go to the last question first. I think it's tough. I think I sense from Twitter and Parler that there's a growing sense of weariness in the country. It's been one heck of a year. And now they're facing all this confusion about the election. But I believe that people are going to, over the next few weeks, realize that the only person that can save us is not a person on earth, but the only thing that's going to save us is faith in God. God's going to save us. But in terms of the real world, which is a lie, the real world, you still have to work hard, and we're working hard in Georgia. We did to try to get a legitimate recount where they would pull out and distinguish between the valid and the invalid votes. But our governor and our secretary of state, they didn't do that. All they did was to recount the same invalid votes. The governor of Georgia, he's corrupt with Chinese money. That's not an accusation. Alone, I have evidence to show it. The secretary of state in Georgia, these two Republicans, the governor and the secretary of state, Brad Raffensperger, is corrupted by Chinese money. When you take their money, they own you. And so they're not supporting President Trump. They're not supporting the people of Georgia that voted overwhelmingly for President Trump. There's going to be a day of reckoning for Brian Kemp. There's going to be a day of reckoning for Brad Raffensperger. Both of those individuals will face that reckoning on earth. We'll see what happens to them when the time comes that they face God and they come to final judgment. That's only God knows what he'll do with them.
Well, and I want to pile on there real quick. People don't know this, again, but if you go to ThriveTimeShow.com, you can learn more about this. But if you go to TimeToFreeAmerica.com, Time to Free America, and you click on the Trump prophecies, Ken Clement actually predicted that in the year 2020, there was going to be a tumultuous year. Lance Wallnau, the prophet, said there was going to be a contested election. And after this contested election, a lot of Democrats are going to, we're going to find a lot of corruption on the Democrat side, but we're going to find some deep state Republicans too. And it's going to be a little
a
bit.
A lot of them.
And it's like the way I interpreted the prophecy, I guess it's weird when I interpret an interpretation, but the way I heard it is it was like a lot of Democrats would be exposed and then also a lot of Republicans. So it seemed like there's mass corruption on both sides. Would you agree with that? Is that how you interpreted the Kim Clement prophecies or just based off of the evidence you're seeing?
Well, I absolutely agree with that. I think there's almost as much corruption in the Republican Party as there is in the Democrat. And I've seen it firsthand in Georgia in the last 2 weeks. Ken Clement said, and I believe he was, in fact, telling you a prophecy that is true. He said and described how angry God is with this world. He's angry with the organized church. He's angry with the people that have allowed his children to be murdered in abortion. He's not happy with a lot of these people that claim there's prosperity Christianity. There's nothing about that in the Bible. I think God is getting ready to humble this nation. He's the perfect father. He's going to deliver some discipline. And as Ken Clement said, he was going to humble this nation, bring it to its knees. People would look around and say, who can I trust? Who can I trust? Right now, I can tell you in the real world, you don't know who to trust and who not to. And I believe that people are going to find, when this is over, that you go to faith in the times of darkness, as Ken Clement said, and you learn that God saved us. Because in the end of the day, you can only trust God.
I agree with that, sir. Okay, now I'm going to pass the mic over here to another listener here. We have three more as you're kind of pacing yourself, and I appreciate you joining us here. We have a man by the name of Jordan, and Jordan owns a manufacturing company. And as you know, the exporting of American jobs has killed manufacturing for so many people. And then we have a man by the name of Stan Suttles, who is a freedom-loving, unapologetic Christian man born again by the grace of God. And so I'm going to start with Jordan. Jordan, you're in the manufacturing business. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, I am.
Do you also manufacture beards professionally? Because your beard is impressive.
I don't manufacture them. I just grow them. Yeah.
Okay, so what question would you have here for Lynn Wood, who is an audio only today, so he can't see your beard, but it is impressive. It's impressive. Lynn, should you need to borrow a beard for witness protection program kind of thing to be safe here during as you and Sydney are exposing the fraud, just call Jordan. He can cut off half of it, and no one will recognize who you are if you put that on your face. But
right. What
question do you have, Jordan?
Well, my question, sorry if I've already touched this or if you guys have already went over this, is with the mass censorship going on, whether it's YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, if you're the average American watching the average broadcasting stations and they are telling us who our president already is, does that mean that that is actual factual statement or is that an opinion? Can you tell us when we will actually know who the real president of the American it will be?
I can tell you that the statements that Joe Biden is the president-elect can be described in one word, lie. It's a lie they're trying to sell to the public to try to think it's true. There's only one way and one way only that you can become the president-elect. You can become the president-elect before the Electoral College votes, but that requires a concession of defeat by the party that you ran against. Donald Trump is not going to concede. He's never going to concede an election that he knows he won overwhelmingly. The only other way you can become the president-elect is if you are voted on by the Electoral College, and then between December the 14th and when you're sworn in on January the 20th, you are the president-elect. So the mainstream media, the propagandists, are trying to sell the public a lie to make them think it's true that he's the president-elect. He's not. That's the truth.
Can I quote? I typically don't quote a lot of Adolf Hitler on the show, and I think Lynn, we would agree, it's probably not a good idea to quote a whole. You know, your business show is getting weird when you're quoting a lot of Adolf Hitler on the show. So I try to refrain from Hitler quotes, but I want to read just one. He says, "If you tell a big enough lie, and tell it frequently enough, it will be believed." Think
That's
about that.
Actually attributed more to, I believe, Karl Marx.
Karl Marx, another guy I hate to quote on the show. Karl and Hitler. Well, I mean, it's true,
well,
is it not?
Listen, people have got to face the truth. They've got to look and see what Hitler did and what he said. They got to look at the truth of what Karl Marx said and what he did, because you've got to know the enemy.
Correct.
You always have to identify the enemy correctly when you go into battle. Same thing in a lawsuit. You got to know who your enemy is. You got to know how to attack him or defend. Ephesians 6 tells you how to deal with the enemy. The enemy is not the flesh. It's not these individuals. The enemy is the devil. It's powers and principalities that we're at war with right now.
You know,
so you're going to hear it from people, but it's powers and principalities. But we have to face the truth in this country. We have to face all of the truth, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Once you face it, then you've got to embrace it, and you've got to live it. You've got to live a life of truth. That's a life that's a principled life, and that's a life consistent with the teachings of Jesus Christ. It is a life that will get you through the narrow gates of heaven to life eternal. People don't want to admit the truth of what they've done. They want to distort it. They want to misrepresent it. They want to hide it. That's not a life of truth. That's a life that's basically a lie. So if people could just be honest with one another and remember that we are different, but we are more similar than we are different, and focus on our similarities and not focus on our differences, we'd be a lot better place to live in, even though we'd still be imperfect. What they've tried to do in the last several months is they tried to divide us. They tried to emphasize our differences.
Right.
If you focus on the differences, you will divide us. United we stand, divided we fall. That's why they've been trying to divide us. They've been trying to tell us if you defend yourself, you'll go to jail. They've been telling us don't rely on the cops. Even police officers acting appropriately have been charged with crimes.
Correct.
They're trying to keep the country from defending itself, because they are coming to get us, and we've got to defend ourselves in order to defend our country. It's that simple.
There's a spirit of lasciviousness going on. I mean, people are being told that you're somehow a bad person if you believe that a marriage is defined as a man and a woman coming together. People are being told that you're a bigot, you're a horrible person if you believe in Christ. You're being told you can't go to church. You're being told if you can't sing at church if you do go. You're being told you got to stand 6 feet apart. You got to have a mask you got to wear all the time. If you don't wear a mask, you're somehow putting other people at risk. What is up is down. Down is up. Truth is being shared and communicated by the mainstream media as being false. What is false is being called to be true. And when you live in a world like that, you want to surround yourself with people that go to the Bible for the truth. And so I wanted to introduce you here, our final two guests. This is Stan Suttles. And I met Stan as a young man because Stan and my dad met at college at Oral Roberts University. And Stan, I think you just turned 35, so you probably met my dad 13 years ago or 14 years ago. No, but since Stan, what year did you meet my dad at Oral Roberts University, sir?
1971,
okay. So, sir, you are a Bible-believing, literal Bible-believing Christian out there, you want to get to the truth. What questions would or question would you have for Attorney Lynn Wood?
Mr. Wood, I understand today that the Supreme Court assigned court circuits today, or Supreme Court circuit assignments were made. If so, how do you view that?
I took a look at the list. Of course, the first thing I looked at was the 11th Circuit, because that's where I practice law in terms of Georgia. And I was pleased to see that Clarence Thomas was assigned to our circuit. I think there's a lot of things going on right now that people are not going to recognize without the use of discernment. So they'll understand more than what just they see at first glance. So the Supreme Court's being aligned. The Department of Defense was recently realigned by the president. Take a look at who he put in place, cyber terrorism and a terrorism expert. As I said, look at what he did in 2018 with the executive order to deal with foreign interference in our national elections. I think, in a perfect world, I'd like to see John Durham's report come out and people go to jail.
I'd like
to see the truth told about Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, and I'd like for a lot of people to go to jail.
Yes.
I'd like to see what's on Hunter Biden's laptop. I'd like to see those people go to jail.
Yes.
I'd like to see what's on Anthony Weiner's laptop. I'd like to see a lot of people go to jail. And then when we get to the final phase of the election fraud, I'd like to see a lot more people go to jail. The one thing I will say, there'll be an intermingling. There'll be people going to jail, I believe, who are involved in all of those or some of those same investigations. So there is potentially a great awakening. The truth has to come out.
Yes.
I believe it will. I do not think that you can hide the truth. I do say it, and I believe it. Every lie will be revealed. This country is going to be shocked when it learns the truth about who's been occupying the Oval Office for some periods of years. They're going to be shocked at the level of pedophilia. They're going to be shocked at what I believe will be a revelation in terms of people who actually engage in satanic worship.
And just so we're clear, because what you just said is a little bit out there, but all documented, if everybody will take just a moment and you'll go to timetofreeamerica.com, what I've tried to do is meticulously organize all of the facts. And one of the things you have to look at, okay, just so we're getting this idea, the patent number for the vaccines that are being developed by Moderna and Bill Gates, the patent number that Bill Gates chose was W02020, so World Order 2020. And the number is 060606. That's the patent number. Now, the actual name of the technology is called Luciferase. Luciferase. And the technology was developed by Jeffrey Epstein, who sought to create his own race of people, as cited in the New York Times. And I encourage everybody to not believe anything I just said and go to today's show notes. And at the bottom, everything I've just said is cited. And when you see it, your head will explode. And part of you will say, I don't want it to be true. And that doesn't work. Because...
I'll add one thing in if I can, Clark.
Yes, yes.
And you won't see this where you're going for the reference, but I know as a matter of 100% fact, based on a person I know to be 100% reliable and knowledgeable, that in one of his temples on his island, there were birthing stations.
And I will say this. I will say this. People need to understand this. Jeffrey Epstein... Bill Gates was a billionaire. Now again, and you've had some success with your career. Obviously, I've had some success with my career. We've all had different levels of success. But let me tell you what you do with money. You can use money. Money's like a magnifier. You can use money to do whatever, you know, more of what you want to do. More cigarettes, more burritos, more trips, more whatever, more. Bill Gates chose to spend time with Epstein. You know, out of all the people in the world.
Six flights on his private jet.
Correct.
Why would he fly on Epstein's jet?
Correct. And Epstein... actually chose to create his own race of people. This is not my opinion. This is fact. Just type into Google, Jeffrey Epstein creates own race of people before they delete it. You'll see Fox, you'll see New York Times, many people questioning it. And the guy who made the nanotechnology that is in the vaccines, his name is Charles Lieber. And Charles Lieber was arrested by the Department of Justice for failing to disclose that he was working with the Chinese, making $50,000 a month, Mr. Harvard, Mr. Dr. Charles Lieber, age 60, January 28th, 2020, arrested for failing to disclose he's working with the Chinese. And then what happens is you have young people, different ages. Julia, how old are you at the last count?
I'm 28.
She's 28. She's a mom. And she's stuck in my office with me. So if you're in the office with me every single day, do I not at 6 a.m. go over this stuff with you guys every day?
Absolutely.
Oh, and every day they're like, frick, it's not even 7 a.m. And this guy just talked about luciferase. This guy just talked about adrenochrome. He just mentioned the lucifer. I mean, what? So, Julia, you've learned a lot this year. What question would you have for Lynn Wood, who's a great patriot, who's putting his life on hold to work with Cindy Powell to expose the fraud?
Well, Mr. Wood, first of all, thank you for what you're doing. There's a lot of wisdom on this phone, and thank you for taking time. We're all going to take advantage of your knowledge. So, like Clay said, a lot of us are younger professionals. So I'm 28, and we're seeing all of this. We're watching all of this. We've never seen such an obvious threat to our democracy like this. And we love our democracy. We want to do anything we can to protect it. So I think a lot of us younger professionals, we're realizing if we don't take a stand, if we don't take account this deception and prepare for it, then it seems as if nefarious, dishonest, quote unquote, leaders will. So that being said, this question highlights your experience because I'm sure you've seen a lot. What do you wish you knew at 25, 30 years old, the good and the bad? What would you tell the generation rising up as leaders right now? Maybe what you wish you knew or what you paid careful attention to earlier?
I wish I had studied and contemplated and read the Bible, and I wish I had known much earlier that God is real. Once you've decided that God is real, you realize that you're created by God as an instrument. He uses his children, plans their life at birth with certain tasks to be fulfilled. That's why God's will is done on earth as it is in heaven. Mm. He does it through his children, his instruments. When he needs to step in, he'll step in. He's all-powerful. He's Almighty God. He has all the power. The devil has none. The devil is just an influence. I wish I had had more of a spiritual background. I wish I had been better as a role model to my own children. The problem with a lot of our young people, and you're young at 28, is that you were educated, and hopefully you missed this. I bet you did. They've been rewriting the school curriculum for the last decade or two.
Yes.
They've been trying to change our history.
Yes.
They've been trying to change the way young people are influenced by school. Communists are always in the academic world, and they try to train these kids through the educational system to believe the lie. They're not getting the truth about the history of our country. They're not getting the truth that our country was founded by people who were divinely inspired. God created America. He gave us all of his bounties. He poured it out on us.
Amen.
From sea to shining sea. Look around the world. You won't find a country that has all the beautiful blessings that America has.
Yep.
Our founding fathers were inspired by God. Our Constitution was based on the Word of God. We haven't interpreted it that way at all. And I believe we're going to get back to an interpretation of the Constitution that's based on God's law. And I believe that we're going to go back to a simpler life. The devil likes to complicate things. He does that by attacking you in your mind. The Spirit of God lives in your heart. I wish I had known earlier in my life that when I had a tough situation, I had to deal with it, to turn off my brain and listen to my heart. Your heart never lies to you. But if you complicate things, it makes them harder to understand. Mm. It makes them harder to know what to do.
Yep.
I think we need to go back to a simpler life where we go with simple truths. Simple truths are simple truth. I wish I'd had more of that understanding as a younger man. I thank God every night that he gave it to me while I still have a chance to fulfill the task that he created me for.
Well, brother, you said earlier, and I want to quote this. This is Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. It reads, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I've known Stan for a long time, and I know, Stan, you love our country. And I thought maybe we could end today's show by you praying for Lynn Wood. Is that okay? Would you be willing to do that?
That's fine.
And then I'll have you just kind of eat the mic so America can hear you. And if that's okay, sir, can we pray for you before we wrap up today's show?
Nothing would make me happier. Please do.
Okay. Stan.
Well, Father, we come to you and ask a very simple thing of you, Lord. We pray that you would be with Lynn Wood. We ask that you would give him supernatural wisdom, knowledge, discernment, that you would protect him, you would protect his family, that you would just inspire him, Lord, in all ways, that you would enable him, that you would equip him to do the things that you've called him to do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Lynn, thank you for joining us, brother.
God bless you for that prayer. God bless all of y'all. You got to keep getting the message out so that the people that are being deprived of the truth can learn the truth.
I shall
remember
do it, sir.
God said, John 3:21, I believe, he that doeth the truth cometh to the light. Truth is the way to live. God is truth. Truth is God. God is real. Thank you for letting me be on your show, and God bless all of you.
Take care.
And now, without any further ado, 3, 2, 1, boom!
If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. So just as I say, we aren't gonna let any dogs or water hoses turn us around. We aren't gonna let any injunction turn us around.
Gotta pick a side, man, it's do or die. Trying to stay up in the middle, man, that's suicide. Be hot or be cold, what's it gonna be? Poor people, loyalty is all I wanna see. If you ain't saying nothing, then you saying something. What you see is what you get, man. I ain't never fronting. I see your problem, I'm lazy, cause I ain't never running. Opposition passing it off, cause they ain't never want it.
Come on!
Time to say goodbye, it is you and I.
When you compromise, it will multiply.
We ain't never scared to put it on the line.
It's time to pick a side, it's do or die.
Time to pick a side, homie, do or die.
When you compromise, it will multiply.
We ain't never scared to put it on the line.
It's time to pick a side, it's do or die.
No mess, no backs for me. Both middle fingers up for Dr. Fauci. I'm never gonna listen to his latest pitch or the scoff queen. His Dr. Burks is a I'm an American with the First Amendment and the Second Amendment to defend it. Whoa. You want our guns? Well, come and take it. Hope you're good at dodging bullets and you're praying. Whoa. The year 2020, the year of perfect vision. The time when you and I have to make a decision. Open up your minds like Hunter's laptop. But when you see corruption, this time it's gotta stop. Whoa. Back the police, say no to the beast. No to the mask, take no vaccine.
Come on.
Back the police, say no to the beast. No to the mask, take no vaccine.
Let's go.
Say goodbye, it is you and I.
Whoa. When you compromise, it will multiply.
We ain't never scared to put it on the line.
It's time to pick a side, it's do or die.
Come on.
Time to pick a side, homie, do or die.
Whoa.
When you compromise, it will multiply.
We ain't never scared to put it on the line.
Whoa.
It's time to pick a side, it's do or die.
Come on.
If you compromise, it'll multiply. Treat you like a doormat, treat you speak your mind. Ain't hard to find, you must be blind if you can't see the sign. I got a spine, I won't ever let them take what's mine. Time to unify, I'm talking you and I. If you ain't riding for the cause, better move aside.
Whoa.
Sit back, watch me work, I'ma do it right. Time for you to pick a side, it's looking like a do or die. Time to say goodbye, it is you and I.
Whoa.
When you compromise, it will multiply.
We ain't never scared to put it on the line.
Whoa.
It's time to pick a side, it's do or die.
Time to pick a side, homie, do or die.
Whoa.
When you compromise, it will multiply.
Come on.
We ain't never scared to put it on the line.
Whoa.
It's time to pick a side, it's do or die.
Our country will never be a socialist country. We're not going to let it happen.
And that is another lyrical miracle on the Thrive Time Show.